Hello and welcome to this episode of Reddit Readings. This is funny because I'm actually recording this the same day as the previous episode. But it's not gonna be out until the next day. And probably do this every day. Like, not on weekends, but every weekday. And a meeting, so yeah. This is a thing that my podcasting, the place where I record, it says that they can only record for up to 30 minutes. But if you would like to record for longer, you can use any app on your computer and then upload file. But I think you can just break it up into different parts. I mean, I know that we are not talking at all about Reddit, but then let's start. So let's read the post. What should we have? We will maybe have some r/something. I think we'll take a short am I the buffalo post? This seems good. How long this doesn't say anything. Let's see. Let's read this then. I don't care how long it is. So we either have one or two posts. Every episode. Oh, she's recording. I'm gonna have to check this out. So let's start. I live in an apartment with two other people, one of whom, Justin, just moved in 2 weeks ago. Justin is a lovely person, but we have one issue. My other roommate and I don't eat meat. I'm vegan, she's vegetarian. We mentioned this during the roommate interview process. I have never eaten meat in my life. Not because my parents raised me wavy, but because I just always spit it out or vomited it up. So after that, they consulted the doctor and she thought I might be allergic. Even now, the smell of meat makes me nauseous and sick. I also have a very, very sensitive sense of smell. I don't ever want to forbid anyone from eating what they want in our home. So whenever I have lived with someone with meat, we agreed on a couple of rules for cohabitation. If someone wants to cook meat, I'll leave the kitchen. If I'm not there, just check if my door's closed. No door in the kitchen. The window stays open during and after cooking. Meat is cooked in a designated meat pan and washed with a designated meat sponge. Meat stays in a sealed Tupperware in the fridge. I don't actually know what Tupperware is. Not like a hen to me, but that's because it's Swedish. I'm gonna eat some more and we'll continue later. That's when I ate some. And I was in it. Now we'll continue. None of these compromises have ever been an issue with anyone else. And all of these things were mentioned during the interview process, and he agreed. Problem is, he's observing Nancy's. He has open bags of meat in the fridge. The smell when I open the fridge makes me feel sick. He cooks meat in a frying pan that I bought and doesn't use the meat sponge. I have reminded him very gently of all the rules we agreed upon. He claims he keeps forgetting, but this has been almost a daily thing. I'm eating. Rob. Yeah, let's do an eating pause. The eating pause is now over, and I'm gonna continue read. So, yesterday I came home, he was frying beef. The windows were closed. He was using my pan, and the door was open. I feel nauseated from the smell and couldn't exactly go into my room to escape the smell. I came into the kitchen, opened the window, and said in a very annoyed way, but no yelling, something along the lines of, "Jesus, dude, you know this makes me feel super sick, and I don't want any meat in that pan. You need to start being more respectful of living together, or we're gonna have a real problem. It's seriously starting to piss me off." And left in a huff for my room. Later, Justin said he didn't want to mean to piss me off, but I'm overreacting to meat in the house. I said, "These are all things we talked about, and it makes me incredibly uncomfortable and sick, and he needs to stop being better." He said he was trying, but that I needed to loosen up. We went back and forth a bit, but ultimately it ended with me getting really angry and yelling that he knew about all this before he agreed to move in, and he was being completely disrespectful. He left to sleep at his girlfriend's, and we haven't talked since. My other roommate says she doesn't really want to get involved as she doesn't care. Justin thinks I'm sabotage for being rude. My argument is it makes me physically ill, and I made sure he knew what I needed before he moved in, and he agreed. I'm just gonna comment because I know the things. So here we have, if you want your comment to count towards judgment, include only one of following abbreviations in your comment. If you don't include the judgment abbreviation, the bot will ignore you when it looks for the top vote comment. Judgment abbreviation. You are the butthole, and our other bot is not. Abbreviation. Yta. You're not the butthole, and the other part is NTA. Everyone sucks here. Ash. No buttholes here. Nah. Not enough info. Info. So I'm just gonna comment NTA because that's what it is. And I'm gonna upvote an NTA comment. NTA. Bam. Yeah. That's done now. So, now we have read that. This was a shorter episode, but I like them. So, goodbye.